primaried out of Congress. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Republican Congressman Tom Rice, who voted to impeach former President Trump in 2021, paid the price on Tuesday, losing to a Trump-backed opponent in the South Carolina primary. Rice, gracious in a phone call to State Representative Russell Fry.
Hey, Russell. Tom Rice. You ran a great race, and you're going to make a great congressman, and we'll do anything we can to help you along.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who also angered former President Trump with her criticism of him following the incursion at the Capitol, survives her primary challenge. Adam Laxalt has won the Republican nomination for a pivotal Senate seat in Nevada, setting up what's likely to be a fierce election to topple incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto in a race that could swing power in the U.S. Senate. Tuesday's third scheduled public hearing of the January 6th committee has been postponed.
Committee Democrat Zoe Lofgren explains the staff needs more time to put together video elements.
The staff putting together all the videos, you know, doing 1, 2, 3, it was overwhelming, so we're trying to give them a little room.
The hearing was expected to focus on pressure the committee says was applied on the Justice Department following the 2020 election. The next hearing is now scheduled for Thursday.
Fox's Jared Halperin. New York State Supreme Court has rejected former President Trump's appeal to avoid testifying in the state attorney general's civil investigation into his business practice. Responding to a domestic violence complaint, two police officers have been shot and killed in El Monte, California, east of Los Angeles.
I've heard that the only way to take the sting out of death is to take the love out of life. And believe me, they were loved. These two men were loved. They were good men.
That's interim El Monte Police Chief Ben Lowry, the shooter, also reported dead, reportedly out on bail from an earlier gun charge. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Parts of 16 states, from Wisconsin south to the Florida Panhandle, remain under excessive heat warnings or advisories for Wednesday. And in the Great Lakes region, there's a threat of tornadoes.
Right across the middle of Wisconsin up into western upper Michigan, that's going to be the area that we are most concerned about for maybe a strong tornado or two.
It's meteorologist Rich Thompson at the National Weather Service Storm Forecast Center, who says there could be potentially damaging straight-line winds as well and hail in the region. State health officials in Oregon say the impact of climate change, including more devastating wildfires, heat waves, drought, and poor air quality, is fueling climate anxiety among young people. Findings are published in a report that highlights youth's feelings of distress, anger, and frustration about what they perceive to be government inaction. Study participants also expressed a sense of resilience. The report underlines the broader concerns about youth mental health in the U.S. amid growing rates of depression and suicide nationwide. A new study finds several states are not sharing their crime statistics with the FBI.
The spike in crime could be worse than you think. An Axios and Marshall Project investigation has found about 40% of the country's 18,000 law enforcement agencies failed to report 2021 crime statistics to the FBI. That means, say experts, that the full trends of criminal activity in our country are missed. Reporting is voluntary, but among those not fully doing it, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Florida, and cities like New York City, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Des Moines, even Peoria. Some of the jurisdictions blame staffing shortages and say they are working on upgrading to a new revamped reporting system for the FBI.
Fox's Eric Shawn. Critics say failing to report crime statistics also masks the problems they say are created by soft-on-crime prosecutors. On Wall Street on Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 152 points. NASDAQ gained 19. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.